Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday triggered the Defense Production Act to address the baby formula shortage that has caused pain for millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children. Invoking the DPA will require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer. The immediate plan by the Biden administration is to once again import what the country must have in a time of need. Representative Ted Budd delivers his victory speech after taking the GOP North Carolina Senate primary win Wednesday.
In every county I visited, I heard stories of high grocery costs, skyrocketing fuel prices, shortages of basic necessities like infant formula. I heard stories of families that have been ripped apart by deadly drugs like fentanyl.
USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
U.S. District Judge Christopher Cooper denied a bid for a mistrial by attorneys for Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman that sought after witness testimony revealed he may take the fifth at his trial for allegedly lying to the FBI. Chicago is making nighttime curfew longer.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says the new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
NASA's 45-year-old spacecraft Voyager 1, now on an interstellar mission, continues to talk with Earth and take commands. But some of the data it's sending back could no way be happening aboard the spacecraft. The issue has not put the craft in safe mode, and as the saying goes, if it works. Voyager 1 is currently 14.5 billion miles from Earth. The CDC reported a Massachusetts man has a rare case of monkeypox. Monkeypox is typically limited to Africa, but a small number of confirmed or suspected cases has been reported this month in the United Kingdom, Portugal, and Spain. The man traveled to Canada at the end of April to meet friends and returned in early May. The statement said he used private transportation and he is in good condition at a Massachusetts hospital. A bill being written in Missouri would protect doctors that prescribe medications President Trump touted as useful against COVID-19. Some political opponents of Trump politicized the drugs that could have been used to save more lives.
A Missouri bill would protect doctors who prescribe the COVID-19 drugs ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The measure would also prevent pharmacists from questioning doctors who prescribe either of those drugs. The two drugs became controversial over the course of the pandemic as some doctors prescribed prescribe them to ill patients without approval from the Food and Drug Administration. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
down. Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Well, today, a diverse coalition of 88 groups is announcing its opposition to the proposal of the U.S. Department of Education to release a new Title IX regulation. Now, the concerns of the coalition members revolve around four issues: campus due process, free speech, parental rights, and women's sports. The founder of the coalition and former faculty member at three universities and former federal regulator at the Department of Health and Human Services is back with us. Ed Bartlett, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. How's it going?
Hey, it's going good. I'm excited to talk to you about this so that we can break it down for our audience. Like everything that has to do with the bureaucracy, they purposely make it as confusing as they can to where you're really not sure what it's all about. But, you know, when you bring it down to its bare bones, it's a pretty simple process, isn't it?
Well, actually, let me break it down for you. I think I can do it.
Yes.
So first of all, let's all understand that Title IX is the federal law that bans sex discrimination in schools, and that's a good concept. Unfortunately, 10 years ago, the leftists got a hold of this and began to politicize and weaponize Title IX, and they did that by establishing what we now refer to as the campus kangaroo courts. But they weren't done with that. So now the Biden administration actually wants to redefine the definition of sex to include gender identity. And as you know, there are 72 genders out there. So,
right.
So what could possibly go wrong with that?
Can't imagine.
Right. So you can see why this would have a devastating impact on women's sports. I mean, you just look at a photograph of Lee, you probably heard of Leah Thomas at the University
of Pennsylvania. Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. He stands up there. He's taller. He's got longer arms. He's got more musculature, bigger lungs. Isn't that part of the reason why he keeps winning all these swimming competitions?
Yeah, and it's not even close. Although he did kind of surrender, and I think maybe he just acquiesced the two or three other races at the last championship finals because he blew away the field in the first one so dramatically. And, of course, there was so much controversy about it. And I just had the sense that maybe she decided to, you know, back off. I mean, even then, if you stall on it, you know, because you go, well, is it he or she, you know, kind of deal. And of course, you saw the video of a woman, you know, saying, you know, from the audience, that's a man in there. And, you know, the other person in the audience goes, well, you know, how do you know? You know, what do you know? She goes, well, you know, are you a scientist? I think is what he asked her. And she goes, well, I'm not a veterinarian, but I know a dog when I see one. Something
right.
to that effect. You know, we want to ignore the obvious. This thing has gotten, you know, way out of control. And I think for all the women, you know, who have worked their butts off their whole life, you know, for scholarships and opportunities and, of course, everything that goes with it, Olympics, opportunities and everything else is now compromised. And, of course, you know, is this going to carry off into the Olympics? Is the Olympics going to accept this?
Yeah, I mean, Bill, this can go in any of, you know, a million different unpredictable directions. But I will say, just a few days ago, there's an association of swimming coaches, and they actually announced a statement saying that they were finished with the nonsense. They were not going to agree to have transgenders, you know, competing against the biological women in swimming events. And I think that's pretty significant. I think that's one of the first times we're seeing, you know, a recognized group saying, no, this has gone much, much too far.
Exactly. Well, and that's what is needed for the sake of, you know, women that want to compete fairly. I mean, this is what sports is all about anyway. And, you know, for those of us that have competed in sports, we want a level playing field. We want a fair shot at it. When it becomes, you know, so radically imbalanced like this, you know, it's not fair. And that's, you know, and we learned that early on as kids. I mean, you see kids, that, you know, 2 and 3 years old. If something's not right and people are cheating, you know, you hear them right away. That's not fair. I mean, even 2 and 3 year olds can figure that out.
Yeah, exactly. So, and the count that I've seen is that there's about 200,000 female athletes in college sports. And any guesses how many of those are transgenders? If you guess 50, you're probably about right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would think it would be somewhere around 1%, but
yeah,
maybe you're saying a little bit higher than that, possibly. But, I think for this is the problem. You know, for 1% accommodation, you are forcing the 99, you know, to go along with this. And this is, you know... you know, this isn't what athletics is all about, and this thing has gotten out of control. But it's typical of the left, and what they have done is that we can't put this up for debate, because even this conversation you and I are having right now, Ed, we'd be canceled three ways to Sunday, whether it's from Facebook or anybody else, because they don't want people to have a reasonable conversation about this and to have a contrarian view. You know, it's like for all these years we've had traditional competition, and because of Title IX and what these activists have been able to do, you know, they've obliterated due process and everything. And we're going to talk about campus due process in a second, but this is their operation. This is how they their modus operandi, and they're consistent in every aspect of government and in culture. And, you know, and it takes more than coaches, because these coaches are going to be, they're going to be attacked and they're going to be maligned. And I imagine there's probably some weak-kneed universities that are going to buckle and end up firing these coaches because they've taken a stand for, you know, common sense.
Right. Well, as bizarre as the women's sports issue is, let's move on to the issue of transgender pronouns.
Yes.
And this is where it where you really want to start to scream, because it's so crazy. And this just happened like last week. This was at a middle school. This was an eighth grader in a school in Wisconsin. And apparently, and this was a male student, one of his female classmates just declared she did not want to be referred to as she anymore. She wanted to be referred to by some other pronoun. We don't know what the pronoun was, but and this eighth grader, very bright kid, he said, no, I don't, the Constitution doesn't require me or doesn't allow me to be forced to use, you know, your pronoun if I don't want to. He was absolutely right, of course, but the school district had a policy, and the policy, it was a Title IX policy, again, this sex discrimination law. The Title IX policy said that you know, all genders are welcome in our school district. So guess what happened to this eighth grader? He was accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
He was hit with a Title IX complaint. That was just last week.
Yes, right. Well, you know, this is what's happening, and there's more down the road because this is invading every aspect of our culture. I mean, even to the point now, Dr. Bartlett, that you've got DEI human resource directors operating in business today. And boy, if they throw the penalty flag on the floor, I mean, they've got more authority and power than the chief executive officer of the company.
Right. And DEI, of course, stands for diversity.
We've got to go to break. Stay with us.
Very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
He's He's the founder of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence and former faculty member at three universities. Dr. Ed Bartlett continues with this. Ed, you know, here we are, America in the 21st century, and it's like common sense is leaving the building. I mean, it's like nobody's saying anything. It's like, wait a minute, stop, you know, here. This is insane that we're going to let common sense leave the building, and, you know, here we are, you know, needing to compete with the communist Chinese, Russians, all these other threats, you know, around the world. And, you know, and we're going to let common sense run out the door, and we're chasing our tails trying to figure out how do we get baby formula. Of all the serious things that we've got to deal with, you know, this is how ridiculous it has come, is that our country, the greatest nation in modern history, can't figure out how to supply baby formula.
And sometimes I want to cry, and sometimes I want to laugh. Mm-hmm. It is so absurd. And before the break, we were talking about this poor eighth grader in Wisconsin that didn't mm-hmm. want to use the desired transgender pronoun and refused to do so, and then it was hit with he was accused of being a sexual harasser. Well, that's a mild case by comparison with what happened in California mm-hmm. that was really tragic. And this was a girl in one of the public schools, and she was having some bouts of depression. So she was approached by one of the counselors. The counselor was clearly an activist. And the activist said, you know, you may have gender dysphoria. And I don't know if you know that term, but gender dysphoria means that, you may have a female body, but you really are a male inside or something like that.
This is a counselor of a school, not a doctor, not a psychiatrist or anything like that, but off the cuff, she as a counselor decides this young girl has gender dysphoria. Wow.
Right, right. It all went downhill from that point on. So, you know, remember, this girl was having some issues with depression before, but she was with her family members. But because her family refused to, quote, affirm LGBT ideology, the counselor deemed that this girl was at risk and needed to be removed from the family home, which is exactly what happened. And she soon transitioned. She took on a male name. She went from being Abby Martinez to being Andrew, some other last name. And so she was taken from the family home. The parents only had visitation rights once a week. Her depression got worse and worse. And finally, she just spiraled. Her depression spiraled out of control to the point that one day she tragically stepped in front of a speeding train. That happened just a few years ago. That was this ideology mm-hmm. causing a tragic suicide. So, you know, these are the stories that I keep coming across that, you know, we've gone insane. I mean, this is not how America is supposed to operate.
Well, and here it is, authority. This is the problem. Okay, now we have a government that says the teachers, education, have the preeminent position when it comes to educating our children. Get the parents out of there. They're domestic terrorists. And so now you have these educational terrorists terrorizing our children, think they know better, and, you know, all of a sudden it's like their hands are free and clear. There's no blood on their hands. There's no responsibility for what they did to this young girl.
I know. There's simply no accountability. Let's go on to the campus free speech and campus due process issues, because those are also related. So when I talked about this boy in Wisconsin, I said that he had been accused of sexual harassment. And maybe you were thinking, well, how is that possible? Well, because under Title IX, and this has happened over the last 10 years, they've broadened the definition of sexual harassment. So now it's almost anything you say that's, you know, quote, unwelcome speech, anything you say that might be upsetting to another individual, that's become sexual harassment. So when you define it that broad, broadly, you're obviously going to infringe on free speech. And that's exactly what's happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And but here it is. They've got all the power. This goes back to what we talked earlier, is that they have been they've weaponized Title IX.
Well, that's exactly it. And then with the campus kangaroo courts, and kangaroo court, of course, refers to a campus adjudication that has no clue about the meaning of due process or the meaning of presumption of innocence. And we keep seeing these cases of almost always male students who are accused of some sort of, you know, some sort of sexual infraction. Mm-hmm. And they go through the ringer. There's no impartial investigation. They take the accuser's word as gospel. The guy is suspended or he's expelled. And if he has the money, he hires a lawyer, and usually the guy wins. Usually, mm-hmm. And just a couple of weeks ago, Michigan State University had to shell out over $700,000 because they so badly botched this investigation of a Title IX sexual misconduct allegation.
But meanwhile, you've got stories of someone's educational process being disrupted. I mean, this isn't something that's handled in a couple of weeks in most cases. I mean, we're talking years of process. So I'm going to miss several years of education while I'm going through this, having my guts twisted. Okay, so I get some sort of reward out of it. But, you know, I went to college to get a degree to set my career up, not to enter into lawsuits, regardless of the amount of money that you may gain.
Right. And so, and actually the worst part of this whole thing for these young male students is that their transcript is stamped with a notation, found responsible for sexual misconduct. Well, that's worse than saying that this person has leprosy.
Yes.
This means the person cannot get into graduate school, cannot become a lawyer. You know, I've known some of these guys that have ended up being truck drivers just because there's not much else they can do. Their career's at a dead end.
Mm-hmm. You know, Dr. Bartlett, we're getting back to this condition again, as we cited in the first segment, and that is that, you know, people are operating under the wrong lane. This is not their responsibility. You know, schools, you know, they may have a system of declared justice, but when they start being the judge and jury, that's, you know, that is not consistent with our Constitution and what due process is all about. And you've got many kids that, you know, cannot afford attorneys. They can't handle and go through all this stuff. And so then, you know, people are forced into plea deals, and little do they know that down the road, you know, they decide, okay, I'm going to apply for law school, and you've got this notation on your resume or on your background that says that, you know, you were, you know, convicted or whatever of sexual harassment. Man, that's like we're back to the scarlet, you know, the scarlet letter on us, aren't we not?
Very much so. I was actually thinking of that metaphor of the scarlet letter. And, of course, the A stands for adultery. And so we've sort of gone from the Victorian era to the campus kangaroo court era. It has gone crazy. So what these 88 groups have called for, and that you mentioned earlier in our discussion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a minute left here, Ed. So go ahead and wrap this up and summarize it for us. Go ahead.
Well, these 88 groups, including SAVE, were calling for the Department of Education to cancel, to stop this crazy idea. We already have a good regulation in place. So let me give you our URL website. It's www.saveservices.org. SaveServices.org.
Well, he's the founder of the Coalition to End Domestic Violence, the former faculty member of three universities, so he knows what he's talking about. Former federal regulator at the Department of Health and Human Services. Ed, thank you so much for being with us and breaking this down. But it's up to we the people. We have got to push back. If good people, you know, do not push back, then, you know, evil and bad ideas will continue to march forward at the expense of our children, and that's most unfortunate. Dr. Ed Bartlett, thank you, sir.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden on Wednesday triggered the Defense Production Act to address the baby formula shortage that has caused pain for millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children. Invoking the DPA will require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer. The immediate plan by the Biden administration is to once again import what the country must have in a time of need. Representative Ted Budd delivers his victory speech after taking the GOP North Carolina Senate primary win Wednesday.
In every county I visited, I heard stories of high grocery costs, skyrocketing fuel prices, shortages of basic necessities like infant formula. I heard stories of families that have been ripped apart by deadly drugs like fentanyl.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with all these, archives of great guests, you know, just like Dr. Ed Bartlett. And you want to share it with somebody, by all means, download it. Absolutely free. It's our gift to you because we are givers, okay? Well, you don't have to pay a dime. I'm not going to capture your information. We just, thank you for listening and trust that, you will share these things to expand for us to, continue the discussion, though there is an environment that says, hey, we're not supposed to talk. We're not supposed to have free speech. Well, that's absurd. This is how you stifle knowledge, you stifle intellect, and that's not what it's about here. We're going to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Hey, look, we're going to cancel here and there, so what? People are getting canceled at the expense of others that do not want to live a mediocre life. You know, we want to live an excellent life. We only have one go around here. Why not make it the best we can, right? And develop the best version of yourself. I mean, this is what we would hope that would happen, for all concerned here. But we have to fight. We have to continue to fight this good cause because it is a battle when it comes down to good and evil. And I know for some people, you've been hearing battle of good and evil forever, kind of deal. But seriously, this is where it's at. And I don't know how much worse it has to get for, people to understand. I mean, some polling evidence is beginning to indicate people are waking up to this. I think that's a good thing. Could it be faster? Maybe so. But I believe that it's all in God's timing. But meanwhile, we have to be faithful, to that and understand along the way, because it is experience that defines preference. Experience teaches us what it is that we should prefer. You know, kind of like what's going on with Roe v. Wade. Experience for, 49 years and 63 million babies and counting. And, you know, those on the left are just shocked to think that somehow we shouldn't take into account 63 million babies who have died. You know, and it's interesting, and Dr. Del Tackett used this this analogy, and I think this really speaks volumes in the series, The Truth Project, which I have been and I'll be a forever proponent of that series. If you've not had a chance to get yourself in front of it, I highly recommend that you get yourself in front of The Truth Project. This is quite enlightening about every aspect of the culture, our government, our God, our truth. And one of the things he talks about, and Janina Pace, I understand, is joining us right now, but I want to, let's bring her on right now. Janina is the author of Healing Names of Jesus. She's a licensed professional counselor at Three River Counseling in Minneapolis, and her story is incredible, and you're going to get a chance to hear it in just a moment. Janina, I want to bring you on first, and then I'm going to finish my story that I started as we were waiting to connect with you. So welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I was sharing with the audience, you know, from the Truth Project, and Dr. Del Tackett, and I was, the lead up was relevant to experience defining preference and what we've experienced in 49 years of Roe v. Wade. And one of the things that Del Tackett says in the series is we're going back to that time when Cain killed Abel. And God's talking to Cain and says, Cain, the blood of your brother is crying out, you know, to the heavens.
Uh-huh.
And you know, of course, Cain, what am I, my brother's keeper in that? Well, you know, God knew exactly what happened, is that Cain was upset because God didn't accept his service, his sacrifice, accepted Abel, and out of a fit of jealousy, he kills his brother Abel, and God says, his blood is crying out, you know. And so, you know, and Del Tackett said, well, you know, that's one person's blood crying out to God in the heavens. Imagine, you know, millions. I mean, in this case now, we're up to 63 million babies. What their blood is crying. What the sound of the cries in heaven of 63 million babies. That's just in America alone. We're not talking around the world, right? So, but you imagine the cry that is invading, that's penetrating the peace of heaven from these young babies that have been murdered in their mother's wombs, that have been going on since Roe v. Wade, and, you know, if the truth be known, even before then, but more manifestly since Roe v. Wade. I mean, it's deafening, you know, to consider what God must endure from his creation that we would so, you know, carelessly and irresponsibly be partakers of death. And even as he told the children of Israel when they started assuming the practice of the worshipers of their culture, instead of worshiping God, and they were sacrificing their children to the god of Molech. God said, well, who told you that? Who gave you that? I mean, in the way in which you said it, it was like, you know, it was like, this is the craziest. I mean, you're talking God Almighty himself. You're saying, this is the craziest thing I've ever, I never would ask that of you, that you would, that you would sacrifice your children. What insane individual and idea, you know, came up with that, you know, that form of sacrifice, you know?
Yeah, right.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, no, I think that's what's so incredible about God, is he chooses to be emotional. He chooses to have emotion, and what an incredible God to be so vulnerable and to show emotion.
Exactly. And the deal is that, you know, in spite of it all, Janita, he loves us. You know, he wants us home with him. I mean, he is still telling us, no matter what you've done, no matter whatever offense that you've committed, he says, it's not greater than my son on the cross.
Absolutely. Yes, that's so true.
Right. And that's really an issue of faith, and where the big divide is, because Satan, the evil one, would want you to believe that, you know, you're shameful, you're unworthy. There's no way, you know, did God really say that he would save you? Did he really say that he would be your salvation? There's that life in the garden again. Did God really say? And,
right.
You know, of course he did. And, And he's demonstrated that time and time and time again. This is why, you know, the issue of our relationship with Jesus is so important, Janita, is that for all that God gave us, if we can't accept that, then we're really not worthy of the kingdom.
Well, I just think it's so incredible, you know, I think the gospel, the idea that no matter how far we've fallen, especially in light of so many of our heroes of our faith, like David, Noah, Abraham, that a lot of them wouldn't have been eligible to be elders at our church, you know, because
they'd still be on probation. They'd be on probation still, you know that.
right. How incredible that God was so gracious to give us people that are real, that have real track records, and yet are just incredibly vulnerable with their faith. I think that gives me so much hope.
Right. They're human. They're just like the rest of us, you know.
Right.
But you know, like you said, in God's name and his sanctification, you know, Jehovah Makedesh, his name. He sanctifies, sets apart. And we're told also the giftings and talents that God gives is without repentance. So regardless of what we do, it's God's will still be done, right?
Well, yeah, and I think it's so beautiful that he can take any person, any person, and make something new. I just think there's so much hope in that. Without that gospel truth, then depression, anxiety, all mental illness wins unless we can harness the idea that God can bring us life within us regardless of what we've done.
And Janita, you have a personal story, and you're going to share it with us in this next segment. Because you're proof, you're walking proof of God's grace and mercy and making things new again. You see, and you're one of how many millions of other stories in the so-called Naked City that have experienced the love and mercy of God?
Yeah, so true, so true.
And it's irrefutable, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
It's kind of like the blind man. You know, I don't understand. I don't get it either. But all I know is I was blind, now I see, right? I mean, it really is just that simple.
Yes, very much so.
I know. And this is what blows people away, because they want to have long conversations about it. You know, hey, I'm not a doctor. All I know is that I'm blind, now I see. And, you know, and that guy Jesus, he was the one that did it.
Right,
boy.
Right. So true, so true.
What else do you need to hear, right? We've got Janita Pace with us. Her book, The Healing Names of Jesus, Find Freedom from Depression and Anxiety. This month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and you're going to hear her beautiful and wonderful story on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We've got more from Janita Pace after this.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, isn't that just the way of our faith? You know, the difference between what is and what shall be, often it's just that we haven't seen it yet. And I love what Danny Gokey, how he's interpreted that lyric. It is so meaningful to me, Janita, because, yeah. We're all subject to that. Is that, you know, like we were talking about off air about, about Naomi Judd and uh-huh. You know, committing suicide, is that, you know, lost hope, lost sight of those things of God, this side of heaven. And we're so vulnerable to that. And right. and that's your story as well. And, here we are, thank God you and I are able to talk because of what you've experienced. I mean, you are that walking example of the blind man who was and now I am. I was blind. I am now one who can see. That's been your experience so far. And I pray that your eyes will continue to be open to see the love of God, for your life.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. But, it is amazing thinking about 20 years ago, I had a suicide attempt, and it came from a pastor's wife. We were young. We were new to the ministry. And I look back and I think that I began to believe a really powerful lie that I had to be good. I had to be good enough. And I was really working hard under a false assumption mm-hmm. that's how I could aim, I could gain God's approval. And, coupled right. with, I think it was biological as well. And so I attempted suicide. I decided to attempt suicide, and I thought I would do it while my husband went to work. And, wouldn't you know, he forgot something, and he came home mm. and he discovered me in the middle of my attempt. And what a moment of brokenness, for him
oh,
and for
my
me.
Gosh.
And,
wow.
Yeah, and being committed to a psychiatric hospital is so scary, and for people that are listening that have been down that road, it's terrifying.
Yeah.
But while I was there, I just read Psalm 121 over and over, and that psalm is about looking to the hills, looking to the mountains for our help, and that God mm-hmm. is always with us. And so when I got home finally from the hospital, I had messages from all kinds of people. But one in particular caught my attention. It was from a professor at a Bible college, and Steve Bradley, and he just said, hey, Janita, I wanted to leave a message. I just felt like I needed to read Psalm 121 to you, that would just comfort your spirit. And it was just, it was such an incredible moment. That was my psalm. Also, and he said, I really wanted
little did he know, right?
You know? Little did he know. And he had to meet his wife, Pat, who'd been through depression, and she really came alongside me, and she kept telling me, you know, God's going to use this. And I just didn't see that. I thought my ministry's over. No one's going to want to use me anymore. I'm broken. Mm-hmm. I'm not. And but she started mentoring me, and she really drove home that idea that God uses broken people. And, you know, it's not just using them, but he draws near to them. He has a relationship with them that's very unique. A broken heart is what God considers a pure gift.
Exactly.
And, ironically, about 3 weeks after she started mentoring me, I got a phone call from Tim that she died suddenly. And I was just broken, and I was putting my shoes on. I was crying, and I walked down to my mailbox. And there in my mailbox was a card that she mailed the morning she died. And it just said, I'm writing this down because I want you to remember that God's going to use this. That's still moving me to tears because what a moment that God reminded me that this is not over. Mm. And I think that's when people get especially suicidal, is when they think there's no hope and it's over. And to have the message that it's not over, your story's not over, right. And there can be healing. And I think that's what one of my passions is helping people recapture that hope.
Well, that is amazing. Now, had she been ill, Janita, and her health was failing, or this was a sudden passing?
It was a sudden passing. She had an aneurysm, and just so it was very quick and unforeseen, and the shock of that, but also having, you know, she'd been through depression herself when they were in the mission field. And to have another hero of the faith say, hey, this is not abnormal. And so I was just reading Isaiah 53 yesterday and just being reminded that Jesus was acquainted with suffering and with sorrow and with emotional pain. I think if I'd pictured Jesus coming to earth, I would have pictured a very happy person, probably a teacher, lives a long, happy life, dies old. But instead, you know, he chooses a very sad life. He's a carpenter for most of his life, lives in sorrow, lives in emotional pain, dies a horrific death. And the God we serve chose that life so he could understand us, which is just so powerful.
Exactly. I mean, for him to experience our human nature. You know, fully human, fully man, fully God. And it's hard for us sometimes to really get our brain around that. But, you know, going back to, you know, your personal experience and others who've experienced God in the shadow of death and the depths of life and that, boy, I'll tell you, that is a precious experience. Because for those of us who have experienced God in the depths of our humanity and appreciate how loving God is there, even in that spot when you think that he's abandoned me or that I'm unworthy or that, you know, somehow, you know, he's busy taking care of somebody else and he can't handle my stuff. I've worn him out. And you see that God, no, it's unending. Like my good friend Jonathan Kahn says about God's peace, it's unending. It's not like, well, if I give, if I give so much peace to Janita, I'm not going to have enough for Bill, you know, you know, kind of thing. Because we think about it in our own stupid human terms, like as if, you know, well, you know, eventually the tank goes out, but not with God, you know, it's unending, right?
Right. I just think that's the beauty of who he is and the fact that he chose to live our lives. You know, Son of Man is one of the names in the book, and so curious that God would call himself, Jesus would call himself a son of a human, but I think the point he wanted to make was, I choose to go through, and, you know, even having anxiety before he dies, having this major panic attack. You know, if one of my clients said, my panic attacks involve sweating blood, you know, that's very extreme, you know, but the, you know, the authenticity that fear itself isn't a sin. It's a natural part of our experience. And so when God says, don't be afraid, it's not in the tone of anger. It's in the tone of a parent trying to comfort a child, you know. As a parent, when I tell my kids not to be afraid, I'm very gentle, you know, don't be afraid. And so I just love that he's so real and authentic. I just think that's such a key piece of our faith.
Yeah, and that, you know, he was here and he experienced firsthand. you know, everything short of marriage, you know, which
right.
might be a conversation I have with him when we get to heaven. And say, can we talk, you know, of all things, you know, why was it that you didn't get married and you stayed single? Are you telling us something?
Right.
I'm a little brat every once in a while, Janita. I'm sorry. But it's just, you know, sometimes it's those things that come to mind, you know.
Well, yeah. And I always have to clarify because my depression hit right after I got married. Always want to say, like, it's not my husband. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
You know, big life change, but that's not why.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like Jesus had to, you know, go through an experience of, you know, being home, you know, watching Everybody Loves Raymond and hearing his wife yelling at him and saying, hey, take the trash out. It's kind of like a conversation I had with Keith Getty, and Kristen was supposed to be on the call, and she just has such a wonderful voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so beautiful. And I said to him, I says, she was sick that day, so she wasn't able there. So it was just Keith and I. So two guys, you know, two knucklehead guys.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I go, your wife has such a beautiful, it's the voice of an angel. I'm telling you. He goes, oh, well, you haven't heard her yell at me at 3 a.m. and take the trash out.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, suddenly things become very practical. So anyway, but I digress. So let's get back on topic here. So here your husband walks in and you're in the middle of ending it. I mean, mm-hmm. how did your husband heal through this?
Well, he's been amazing too at doing some speaking and sharing about his journey through it. And, you know, I think he felt just totally at a loss, and I think he felt guilty. And I hear that a lot from people who have lost someone to suicide or have had someone in their life commit, you know, attempt suicide, that they feel like, how did they not notice the signs, or what did they do wrong? And I just want to comfort people in that position that, you know, when I finally decided to attempt and take my life, I really believed there was such a strong lie that I believed that my family would be better without me, that I was too much to carry, and that this was an act of selflessness. And so I don't blame my family or my husband at all. I think mm-hmm. that in my mind, everything was upside down. And so when I meet people who are going through the loss of someone that they love who's died from suicide, my heart just aches for them because
exactly.
I want them to know that, you know, it was not their fault. They didn't fail that person. That person got lost in their own mind and at some point felt that was the best way out.
Like so many of us, we buy into a lie, do we not? And mm-hmm. and here it is. You buy into the lie that you're better off. Everybody else is better off if you're not around. And this is our human frailty. I mean, from time immemorial, it's been one lie after another, going back to the Garden of Eden. Did God really say, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's such a dark, emotionally painful place. So to have the pain with the lies, it's just so confusing. I tell people, it's kind of like I felt like I fell into a well with both my arms broken. And I had no idea how I was going to get out. And there's a door that says, just exit here. You know, and it's hard not to think.
Well, we got about 20 seconds left here, Janita. If people want to be in touch, how can they be in touch with you?
They can find me. My website is 3riversmn.com, all spelled out. And the book is available there and a group guide where people can do this book as a group to work through depression and anxiety.
Oh, God bless you. And God bless people who are touched by your book, The Healing Names of Jesus, Find Freedom from Depression and Anxiety. Janita Pace has been with us. Thank you, Janita. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give?